Christine, Gladys, Elsie. In their narrow iron beds on Guildford Street, believing the other asleep, they open their eyes to the dim light and envy the youngest in love with an Irish charmer in a dark uniform, and then push down their yearnings for one of their own, or the relief of the convent, rather than the inertia of maiden sisters Irish tethered to a tyrant mother made sweet only by grandchildren. How tight the coil must have seemed under that stifling roof, the iron stove clanking out coal heat in high summer, Nanny expecting their fealty to endure in their only lives unto her death, old country virgins to the end. Yet, when the girl, our mother, not yet our mother, blazed with scarlet fever, they carried her from bed to toilet, bathed her, cooled her, kept her alive. We could not separate them from the scent of cakes and incense, the order of the Mass, and their bustling joy in feeding us. They revived in nieces and nephews, but never revealed themselves to us except in unburdened smiles when we opened the door. They saved their sinless confessions for the booth. Childbirth and death, they came to us in dark wool coats and babushkas, their thick bodies, bastions. Our mother remembered. Every week she rode the bus 30 miles and shopped and carried groceries up 3 flights and made sure they graced our table each holiday, and when their peasant strength gave out, sought their entrance to homes where priests and the host were offered. She fulfilled all the Irish graces.